From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. Governor Bobby Jindal is hosting a much-anticipated, much-talked-about prayer rally tomorrow. WRKF's state government reporter, Sue Lincoln, is here to discuss what it's all about. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Amy.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee both held similar events right before they announced presidential runs. Is Governor Bobby Jindal following suit here?
We suspect so. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any other real reason for this rally at this time, at this place, other than as the launch for his presidential ambitions. If he holds true to the pattern, he'll be making an announcement within 2 weeks.
The distinction here, though, is that Perry is an evangelical and Huckabee a Southern Baptist, two faiths known for holding big rallies like these. Jindal, though, is Catholic. So how does this work?
Well, Bobby Jindal describes himself as an evangelical Catholic, and he's not alone in that. There are others in the national arena. Rick Santorum, Jeb Bush, and Newt Gingrich also classify themselves as evangelical Catholics. And I have to give credit to Dr. Michael Pasquier, the religious studies professor at LSU, who explained what evangelical Catholics are. They came out of World War II and the McCarthy era, and they have combined patriotism, U.S. patriotism, with the dogma of their faith. They believe that their job is to move into the political arena as Catholics, as people of faith. This kind of goes along with the people that are hosting or putting on this particular prayer rally, which is called The Response. They are charismatic Protestants, Pentecostals, so to speak, you know, prayer, fasting, and speaking in tongues. But they're also classified as Dominionists. And they believe, based on Genesis 1:26, that God gave them dominion over all the earth. They feel it's their duty to make the United States into a Christian theocracy, a government headed by God.
The rally is being held at the PMAC, the basketball arena on the LSU campus. What's the significance of that?
At this time of year, they don't usually book any outside events into the PMAC because it's heavily booked with men's basketball, women's basketball, the start of gymnastics season. However, there is a member of the LSU Board of Supervisors who was appointed to the LSU Board of Supervisors by Governor Bobby Jindal, who is named Rolf McCollister. You all know him as the publisher of the Business Report. In addition, he was Governor Jindal's campaign treasurer in 2011. So he negotiated this, and the PMAC is being rented out for this event, for this one day, for $18,500, with the bill being picked up by the American Family Association. The fact that it's being held at LSU has raised quite a bit of furor. There is a protest planned for tomorrow by members of the LSU student body, faculty, and alumni.
The PMAC is a big venue. It has more than 13,000 seats. So who is going to show up to fill them?
That's a good question. In general, we understand that it's going to be charismatic Protestants. It's going to be members of Pentecostal churches around the state and maybe some from even outside the state. They're drawn in, as far as we can tell, more by the fact of this being an event put on by The Response than the fact that it's an event being put on by Governor Bobby Jindal.
Yeah, I'm sort of wondering kind of what are they going to be praying about or talking about at this event, in that it is being hosted by the governor of Louisiana, the current sitting governor, Bobby Jindal, but also that, you know, he's got a pretty low approval rating at the moment, going into a legislative session where the legislature and state lawmakers are staring down a really big budget deficit.
Correct. We do know that there is yet another prayer rally going on in Baton Rouge, across town at Southern University. It is being billed as the Counter Prayer Rally. Now, that one is primarily being done by Baptist and Methodist groups and the NAACP. Some may be viewing this as a critique of Jindal's governorship and policies. In fact, they're making no secret that that's what it is. Organizers have announced that they will be praying about the state's mass incarceration rate, the governor's refusal of Medicaid expansion, and Louisiana's public education system. At the governor's rally, they're going to be praying for God's guidance in running this country, because those that are in attendance, those that have organized the response, believe that secularism has run this country into the ground.
Thanks for the preview, Sue.
No problem.
Sue Lincoln will be reporting on the rally for Capital Access. Tune in for that Monday during Morning Edition. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF 89.3.